As a matter of fact, we've got the automotive improvement expert on the line. He is a creator and executive producer and host of Motors, and he's also your favorite tool guy, Craftsman Tool Advisor, and Chris Duke. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, guys.
You are Mr. Fix-It, Mr. Science there for Craftsman Tools, right?
That is correct. And you guys are looking good this morning.
Are you watching us on our video stream?
We're all going to point.
Yeah,
we're all pointing at you up there. All right, we got that.
It's not fair. You guys don't get to see me.
That's true. Well, we're working on that, though. So tell us about your show.
It's called Motors, M-O-T-O-R-Z.
Yep.
The website's motors.tv. I've been doing it for 6 years now. We're in our sixth season, and it's an automotive improvement series. So it's a step-by-step how-to type show, but we make it fun. And we go through each step. We don't really skip a lot of other shows. And the reason why I started Motors is because a lot of other shows tended to skip a lot of the steps. They'd go to a commercial break, come back, and things were done, and you kind of wondered, I wonder what they did.
Yes, of course.
So we actually do all the hard stuff, you know, all the electrical things, and, you know, of course, we show you which tools that you need, and we've got 78 episodes to date, and we're going strong. We've got
good Lord, 78 episodes.
Yeah, 78 episodes over the course of 6 years and six seasons. And, you know, we've done everything. It's mostly late model vehicles. We have done some classics, and we have done an engine rebuild on a Chevy small block. That was a 5-episode series. But we have covered everything from performance to restyling to just educational type episodes to electrical, you name it. But it's a lot of fun, and I learned a lot about automotive through the show, and you know, along the way, got involved with Sears and then Craftsman, and became their tool guy. So for automotive, so it's a lot of fun.
So what channel is it on?
Well, it's online, and it's also on television, YouTube and Roku. And as far as traditional television is concerned, it's on over 146 million homes throughout the U.S. The biggest distribution is on DirecTV channel 604 and Dish channel 393. And that's on the Pursuit channel. It's on Thursdays at noon Pacific. So it's your standard half-hour television show. But there's some other channels that it's on, such as the Auto Channel and Tough TV and the Family Channel and the Rural up in Canada, coast to coast. It's on the Rural channel. So it's all over the place.
So he's everywhere.
So we can watch it though online.
Yeah, full episodes are online at the Motors website, or you can just go to YouTube and search for Motors, and it'll come right up. It's youtube.com/MotorsTV, and all 78 episodes are there. A bunch of other content as well, but it's the full episodes. It's formatted slightly differently for online in that the commercials just have one commercial instead of, you know, the normal 3 or 4 minutes, but it's the full episodes.
Where, so you don't get, where are you headquartered?
In San Diego.
Oh man. So that's so tough.
I know.
Boy, that's some tough life there. Have you lived all your life in San Diego?
No, I was raised up in Seattle. But I've been down here since 1990. So this is my home.
So now you're a real Southerner.
Yes, official.
Oh, that's really brutal. Well, tell you what. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that you've done recently. I mean, do you help people learn how to do oil changes, or do you do anything like transmission flushes, or what do you kind of do? Any maintenance stuff?
Yeah, we do things from just general stuff, such as detailing your vehicle. We've got a good fluids episode that talks about changing your transmission fluid, your oil, things like that. We've done a transmission swap episode on a Mustang. We've done an engine swap on an older Mustang. From the performance side, we've also done a supercharger install. Brakes, gears, nitrous, e-fans, pulleys, intakes, exhausts. We've done a whole bunch of suspension stuff as well on lifting and lowering vehicles. Our current project is a 2014 Jeep Wrangler that we're taking to the SEMA show, and so that's been lifted and new wheels and tires, and we're about ready to do more to the exterior and the interior of that before driving that up to Vegas in November. But yeah, we've done some harder stuff too, like you know, electrical lights, installing stereos, car alarms, HIDs, things like that.
Wow.
But yeah, pretty much everything inside and out, top to bottom, we've been covering it on the show.
Do you have a background in, as a technician or anything, or did you just kind of come by it?
No, I'm not ASC certified. I've never been a mechanic. I learned things on my own. That's how I've always been. My background prior to this was in IT, you know, the technical side of things and computers, and just self-taught. That's how I've always been. And so graduating from high school up in Washington, I started working at Microsoft for 3 years and ended up not liking the weather too much up there. So I came down here and kind of continued my technical career and just kind of fell into the automotive side of things, and just started writing articles for online, and then that turned into print, and that turned into a TV show. I had no prior experience being on television before that, believe it or not. So
one of the things that you'd mentioned, you know, you're very down to, you know, you put all the detail work in it, you don't skip the steps and stuff. A lot of these TV shows, they've got special tools and stuff they use, not just high-priced ones, but stuff that the average guy is not going to have access to. And I was kind of curious, because of your association with Craftsman, is it basically stuff that guys can go get? If I need that tool to do the brakes, I can go to a Craftsman outlet?
Yeah, the relationship with Craftsman has been incredible. You know, we've just got bucket loads of tools out here, and it's all from Craftsman, and these are tools that I use on the show. And every single tool that you see in my hand is something that you can easily go down to your local Sears store or online. There's a lot of other stores. I've even found Craftsman tools at Costco and other places, but it's a very approachable brand of tool. Because it's, you know, like I said, everything that you see me using, you can just go down and get it, and they're not as expensive as you would think. Whereas you watch these other shows and they're using tools and you have no idea even what that brand is or how to get to them. So it's a very approachable brand, and it's a brand that I've been using, you know, prior to, you know, all my life, basically, even prior to the show and getting involved with Craftsman. So,
well, I know that Craftsman makes a whole line of professional grade tools that people, most people don't know about. That's that actually are kind of, you know, the same thing as Matco and Mac and things like that. Just basically the same stuff.
Yeah, yeah, they do offer a professional line, and those things. Some of them you can get at the local retail stores, but most of it you got to go online. But we have a bunch of those as well. But most of the ones that we try to use, you know, we've got all the air tools too. We've got a Craftsman professional compressor, and you know, all these really nice air tools and stuff.
Yeah,
we
well,
use them occasionally,
I think that, yeah.
But we always try to use hand tools.
Listen, you don't have to rub it in, okay, Chris? You just don't have to rub it in.
Yeah, you're making us feel bad now, as it is.
Yeah. Because, boy, my little puny $1,000 collection sucks compared to what you've got.
Oh, come on now. You just need a mechanics tool set, and you're good to go, right?
Yeah, that's all you need.
But the point is that we do have all the high-end tools as well, and we'll use them when we're doing big jobs. But where on the show, I always try to be on the ground. You know, we don't have a lift, so, you know, we jack the thing up. We put it up on jack stands, and you know, there I am, you know, wrenching away with hand tools underneath the car.
I know, like the camera guys really appreciate that.
Yeah. And that's the other big difference with motors and all the other car shows. You know, they've got big fancy shops. They throw the thing up on a lift and they're just la-di-da-di-da. And, you know, it's great to watch, but who's at home has all those tools and a lift in their garage? They don't. So,
you actually film this at your house?
Yeah. It's a two-car garage turned studio. Yeah.
Perfect. Now, is you have a website that have some of these these episodes archived?
Yeah, they're all at motors.tv, www.motors.tv.
That's motorz.
Yeah,
TV.
Just like a, you know, motors, but spelled incorrectly.
Love it. Yeah, you got to bring it back home. Hey, Chris, thanks so much for joining us today. It's a great pleasure to talk to you.
It's great to be on your show. Thank you so much.
Call anytime. All right, Chris Duke with Motors.